KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour. Time for a look at the news. It's a Wednesday, the 8th day of April for 2020. Well, topping the news today, the Ione City Council held its regular meeting last night in a session that mostly covered regular city business and not the response to COVID-19. Meeting by teleconference, the council approved a resolution designating Ione City Manager John Hankin as the official representative to state and federal officials for the COVID-19 response, but then most of the meeting focused back on issues of building and development. The council ratified an agreement with the developers of the Wildflower subdivision, which will allow a little over 100 homes to be built. The developer will construct an unpaved road for emergency access to connect that subdivision to State Highway 104 as an interim measure, but agreed to construct the fully paved road and intersection before any of the new houses are built or occupied. The council also reviewed the new city design standards for subdivision improvements, such as curb, gutters, and sidewalks. Council members made several revisions, and the revised standards will return to the council at the next meeting, rewritten to reflect the feedback. The council also approved a project list of road repairs that the city plans on spending its allocated gas tax money this year on, with Shakely Lane receiving top priority. Also approved last night was a renewal of the contract for the Amador Recreation Agency to operate the city's pool this summer, coronavirus permitting. And the Amador Emergency Operations Center released their daily briefing last night. And since the first of the month, 6 COVID-19 contact investigations have been launched involving Amador residents who were in close contact with lab-confirmed positive COVID cases. Those 6 positive cases do not live in Amador County, but reside in others. Now, anyone exhibiting symptoms is being isolated and monitored. Now, because these cases do not live in Amador County, they are not included in the total case count. So the total lab-confirmed positive cases in Amador remains a 3 count. Hospitalized, 2 folks were hospitalized, they have recovered, and no COVID-19-related deaths in Amador to date. And the Calaveras County Board of Supervisors took up the recently launched Project Room Key during their meeting yesterday. The plans will help serve vulnerable populations during the COVID-19 emergency. Health and Human Services Director Kristen Stranger told the board more clarification from the state was forthcoming, but did provide them with an update from a local perspective. She described the response to help isolate the homeless and others at risk as one that is involving every level of government towards procuring available motel and hotel rooms, providing wraparound services and other support. Included as part of the wraparound support are screening, safety assistance and instructions, technical support for telecare, such as tablet or smartphones, food, security, and janitorial services. For Calaveras, which is initially receiving $71,000 through the Central Sierra Continuum of Care Partnership, the number of needed units is currently estimated at 75. And the Calaveras County District Attorney's Office is actively investigating charges of domestic violence involving a county corrections officer. The incident happened last year, but was only brought to the sheriff's office attention in March of this year. Sheriff's officials say the victim claims the crime was committed while the officer was off duty. However, no specific details of the alleged crime were released by the sheriff's office. The case was immediately turned over to the district attorney to avoid any conflict of interest issues. And a short time later, the DA's office notified the sheriff's office that criminal charges were being brought against the correctional officer. And a hit-and-run suspect ended the recipients of suspected vigilante justice. According to the Calaveras Sheriff's Office, last Friday afternoon at about 4:30, sheriff's deputies, along with California Highway Patrol, were dispatched to the intersection of Nall and West Hill Road in Valley Springs for a vehicle accident involving a pedestrian. When deputies arrived, they learned 29-year-old Thomas Bechtold was involved in a verbal argument with 47-year-old James Leslie. Bechtold got into his vehicle and struck Leslie, knocking him unconscious before fleeing the area. Sheriff's office conducted an investigation and then left the scene to find Bechtold. At about 7:30 that night, sheriff's office received a call that Bechtold had been dropped off near the same intersection. When deputies arrived, they found him battered with his hands tied behind his back and tethered to a telephone pole. He was arrested and booked into the Calaveras County Jail, where he's being held on $2 million bail for charges of attempted murder, assault with a deadly weapon, battery, serious injury, and felony hit and run. The investigation is ongoing. And do you know an elderly or disabled person that may benefit from regular contact to ensure their safety? Well, the Iowan Police Department has started the You Are Not Alone program. Now, participants will receive regular calls from Iowan PD staff at least one a week and ensure that there are no safety or welfare concerns. If a participant is not contacted after multiple attempts, a police officer will be dispatched to the participant's home to make sure they are safe. In order to participate in the program, you must be a resident of Iowan, be at least 65 years of age, and have a disability, have a next of kin caretaker or relative as a responsible party who can respond if needed. Now, if you'd like more information or for an application, contact the Iowan Police Department. And tonight, Cafe 88 will be offering a free upcountry community meal from 4:30 to 6. Pasta Bolognese is on the menu. They have a limit of 4 meals per person as they expect to feed a number of locals. Remember to social distance as you wait and be mindful of the people around you. You can call Cafe 88 295-8888 for more details. And today, the Don Luis restaurant in Ione will be serving up a free lunch for anyone who has lost a job and needs a hot meal. For more information on this, call Don Luis at 274-0882. Meals will be available for pickup between 11 and 4. And that, my friends, is a look at local news on this Gold Country Wednesday from the KVGC News Center. I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website at kvgcradio.com.